Massachusetts lawmakers are on the brink of a massive new investment in public schools. Lawmakers take final votes today on the long-discussed education funding plan. If signed into law, it would increase state aid to schools each year. By 2026, that aid would have climbed by an additional $1.5 billion annually. It would raise state aid to all school districts, but most profoundly to low-income urban districts now struggling to cover their education costs. Max Larkin from WBUR's Edify team joins us now to discuss this long-awaited legislation. Good morning, Max, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's start this way. Max, this is a response to the idea that Massachusetts is underfunding public schools. It's a real problem.
Yeah, I think that people generally agree, Bob, that it is, though some schools and districts more than others. Pretty much every district is getting less than it should from the state to keep up with certain costs like health care and special education. But then you've got a group of districts with lots of low-income students and English learners that are hurting particularly badly. So this bill would try to tackle both of those problems over the course of the next 7 years.
Let's talk about the worst-off districts. How would the bill change the way things work now for them?
Well, Bob, most of the state's most diverse low-income districts have fallen far behind, say, their suburban peers in their education funding. They tend to raise relatively little from property taxes, and so they end up having much less, sometimes as little as half as much per pupil to spend on schools as the state's wealthiest districts do. State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz says that's kind of backwards, essentially. But these are the districts with the most students who are coping with homelessness and hunger and trauma, or who are learning a new language in school. So she's fought for years to make sure this bill sends up to twice as much aid to districts dealing with all of those issues.
When you layer all those things on top of each other, it is not at all surprising that you need to spend that much more to close the gap for a low-income student.
Now, I think it's worth noting that there have been doubters that low-income students need as much as twice as much money per student. For instance, Governor Charlie Baker's own version of the education funding bill, which was offered earlier this year, was only about a third as generous, largely because it didn't direct as much aid at low-income students. But in the end, Chang-Diaz's vision won out.
And there were disagreements during the debate on how to make sure the new money was being spent wisely, right?
Yeah, Bob, that's always an issue in fights over school funding. You also had Governor Baker's team floating the idea of stiffer accountability measures. They wanted the ability to withhold aid from districts that weren't showing improvement, but that idea didn't make it into the compromise bill published yesterday either, Bob. Its requirements are more modest. Every 3 years, school districts are going to have to submit a plan to the education commissioner about how they want to spend their state money. The commissioner could ask a district to amend those plans if they're considered inadequate, but they can't necessarily go that much further than that. And Bob, this bill also allows for parent groups and teachers to help shape plans. I spoke to Mary Najimi. She's the president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, one of the big teachers unions that lobbied for this bill. And she says she's excited that a democratic vision of education governance made it into the bill and about the effect that that could have.
More counselors, behavior specialists, lowering class sizes, restoring art programs and librarians. Those are all of the things that have been lost over the last 25 years.
Max, the teachers union helped draft the bill, but does it have wider support?
Yeah, I think what's amazing is the breadth and diversity of the coalition behind this bill. For instance, you had the nonprofit group, the Mass Business Alliance for Education. They've called for more funding for schools for years, but they also lobbied for what they call guardrails to make sure that money was being spent intelligently. I spoke to Ed Lambert, the group's president. He says this bill meets their standard. He cited a provision to start a trust fund. They want to study and share new strategies to boost student achievement. And there's another provision that keeps detailed data about how the state's high school graduates do when they go on to college and the workforce.
Essentially, for the first time, K-12 education will be looked at in part on their ability to prepare kids to succeed in the future, not just getting them over the high school finish line and saying we're done.
Now, this bill, people will note, does not come with a new stream of tax revenue to fund these increases. State House aides told me that they expect they'll be able to cover the increasing cost implied by the bill based on projected revenue between now and 2026.
All right, back to the politics of this. Versions of the bill have passed both the House and the Senate unanimously. So are there skeptics left, reasons to doubt its final passage?
I think, Bob, there's really only one possible skeptic who matters now. That's Governor Baker. A lawmaker said yesterday they hope he'll sign the bill as it is before Thanksgiving so that it can go into effect starting next school year. But so far, Baker hasn't committed to doing that. In a statement, the governor's press secretary, Sarah Finlaw, noted that his administration has already increased school funding many times since he took office, though never quite on this scale. The statement also said that Baker supports, quote, strong accountability measures of the kind this bill kind of lacks. But that statement also says the governor will carefully review the bill once it reaches his desk. In other words, we're very close to the finish line on what has been a multi-year debate, Bob, over school funding, but we're just not quite over it yet.
All right, so we'll see whether Governor Baker gives it the green light or the red light.
Yes, that's right.
WBUR's Max Larkin from our Edify team. Thanks a lot for coming in explaining this.
Thanks, Bob.